Behind places and faces.
Welcome back to the podcast Behind Places and Faces. I am Neja and I am so glad to be back. I have to admit that I was calculating my days like, I have one more day, And I was like, oh, gone, Tuesday again, put the episode out. But no, for the first episode, I would like to talk about what was happening with me in the summer. I was doing so many things. So if I summarize everything, so I was working in the summer quite hard. To be honest, we're joking now, backpackers, that backpacking jobs are like diets. We always fell for them. We're just gonna work hard for a little bit of time and then we can go traveling. And like, just like stick with it for 2 months, 3 months, and then you're gonna be, yeah, after 2 days, you're like, why on earth I always fall for it? But at the end, you're always happy that you did it, because then you can take a few weeks off and go traveling. And then you're going to be broke again. And we repeat the circle again. So this December, I finished around 17. After finishing, I packed my things. And next day, I went to the Abel Tasman, where I did 3-day walk, 62 kilometers from Marahau all the way to the Wainui. And Abel Tasman is one of the walks that New Zealand counts as a great walk. It's a coastal walk. It's not hard, but it's still, if it's hot, you're going up and down to the base, you're on the beach, it's quite sandy. It's the first walk that you train yourself and then you can go to the other 10 great walks that they are, 9. And after I did the great walk, I went down on the south to visit my family's, where I was au pair. And when I came back, I picked up my friends, Matt and Kuhn, that you already met if you were listening to the episodes before in the first season. And we we tried to book the accommodation for New Year's in Golden Bay. But because we were so late, we couldn't get them, but we got a hut in Abel Tasman. So guess what? For the 1st of January, we started Abel Tasman walk again. So I did it twice. But to be honest, I'm going to talk about this adventure a little bit later, because it was holy guacamole. We slightly got drunk on the New Year's Eve. So the first day in January, the first day in New Year was slightly, we were walking in a silence, but it was the best hangover cure, so. And after we finished the Abel Tasman, we finished in the morning on the 3rd and repacked our things. And then on the 4th, we start walking a Hifi track. This is one of the longest tracks, great walks on New Zealand, and goes from Golden Bay all the way down to the west coast, to Karamea, and it's beautiful. And after that, I came home, I took my friend, and we went to Christchurch, and then after that, I was like, okay, 1 month without working is done. Let's go back to the place that I was working and yay, start working again. That's sharp and short about my summer. But today I'm going to go slightly more deep into the Abel Tasman walk when I did it alone. So let's dig in. Oh, first it's time for Holy Guacamole. As we all know, I always have something to share with you, because my life is just one big holy guacamole. But seriously, this summer and those hikes, it was just amazing. And so many things happened. So my idea
for this season was to try to get as much as life things and life conversations and life moments. So even in Amble Tasman, I had my phone and I decided I'm going to record like bird sounds and maybe some moments that what I was thinking, because I was by myself, so I had a lot of time. When I was cooking dinner the last evening, I met really amazing girl Lucy from UK, now living in Christchurch, and we start chatting and I totally forgot that I pressed play to my recording because I was recording Vika that was stealing my food and I wanted to record a sound because they're so funny. And after 35 minutes, I realized I was recording all casual chat with Lucy. So one of the moments that I was explaining to Lucy, I actually caught in the recording. So I'm going to share it with you. It's not the best recording, but it's natural. It is definitely natural. Listen, and then I'm going to explain.
But yesterday, I didn't sleep all night because I was freezing yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I don't know why, because I have really good sleeping bag, but probably because I'm alone in the big tent.
Yeah.
So today I made a plan and I'm going to stock things around myself. And on Friday, I was also didn't sleep well because I almost burned down the house. I was cooking something and I forgot.
Yes, it sounds awful, and it was awful. So it was 17th of December. It was Friday. I stopped working, and it was really, really busy and sunny and a hard day because it was so hot, and I was flipping sawdust with a fork, so I was, like, exhausted. But, of course, Neja is going hiking next day. Ah, crazy. So I started packing my things when I came home and preparing my meals, and I bought some things because I decided I'm gonna do a hike from Marahau to Wainui. So I calculate, usually you can do this walk 3 to 5 days. But I said, oh, I'm gonna smash this. It's just a coastal walk. It's 62Ks. Fine. So I packed a tent, a family tent, but I was like, okay, I don't have anything else. I don't want to buy tent. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to survive 5 kilos plus, minus, fine. Then I had a sleeping bag and all the food and everything for cooking and stuff, because you don't have anything in those campsites. Prepared everything that I needed. And then when I was packing and taking a shower, I started boiling beans, because I was planning to boil the beans and then roast them and then bake them and have like a salty snacks. I don't know if you ever tried this, but it's a really natural snack and really good. So Google it. Yeah, I went to take a shower and I checked the beans and it was perfect. And then I went to bed and I was reading a book and I was like, okay, I'm gonna check the beans, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, what the hell is this disgusting smell? We all know that when you're cooking beans or cauliflower, it smells disgusting. So I was like, okay, maybe my roommate is doing something, probably as usual. And I was like, cool. And I opened the windows. And then after 20 minutes, I was like, oh my God, this smells disgusting. And I went to the kitchen. No one was there. I was like, what the hell was going on? The lights were off, nothing was happening. I was like, okay, I don't know what it is. And then I went to bed and I was like, no, this is not okay. And after 5 minutes, I was like, this smells like something is like burning. And I went to the kitchen and of course, my beautiful beans. Water was almost, no, there was no water in the pot anymore. Also, beans were like, so I had like a roasted beans and the smell was so disgusting. So I opened whole house. And you can imagine how smelly it was. I opened whole house. I put the candles on. It was midnight. So yeah, it was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I was still trying to get smell out. And you know, when you go to bed and you can still smell and smell and smell. So yeah, I couldn't sleep at all. So in the morning, Russell woke me up and he dropped me when he went out for work at the beginning of the trek. So yeah, it was a sunny, burning day and Nisha was not sleeping well. So that was the first holy guacamole. And that happened, like, never happened to me. I am, I'm the person who is checking everything, like, slightly mum issues for everything. But no, it totally slipped my mind that I put something on a stove. And it's really awesome how I can continue nicely to the actually walk. So I started in Marahau. Russell left me at the beginning of the trek. And I was like, okay, my backpack is slightly heavy. I have also 3 liters of water and stuff like this. It was perfectly, it was perfect weather because I already planned this trek before. But it was always like 2 days sunny, 1 day pouring rain. So I was like, no, for this trek, you have to do it when it's beautiful. And it was whole weekend beautiful. So I started walking and I walked 3.5 hours to the first hut, for Anchorage hut. And there was, I was just speechless. I met quite a lot of people, families, and it was a beautiful bay, not many people because it was beginning of December, before the holiday started. I jumped into the water and there was also a shower. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be clean actually all weekend. And then I continue and there was a Torren Bay, where I was really lucky because I caught a low tide. That means that I caught it around 3-4 kilometers. Otherwise, I would have to go around and around and around the bay, and I just crossed it. And of course, I thought the crossing is gonna be like, woohoo! I'm just gonna cross in my hiking boots. Ah, you wish. Not that there was just, okay, to be honest, if I would wait a little bit more, I would have a quite nicely crossing. But because there was also a river, you can't get over without being slightly wet. Most of the time also when I saw the ground, it was like quite muddy and stuff. Of course, it's sand. And it was so many shells and stuff that I was like, if I'm gonna survive without cuttings, high five Nisha. So after that, I was already on approximately probably 15 kilometers and I still had another 7 kilometers to go to Papé, where I slept the first night. On the way I made two Canadians, a couple, and they were amazing because I was losing my energy and it was really hot and a heavy backpack and everything, and it was really amazing because we start chatting and yeah, it's 2 hours were just pew. And so I reached the Back Bay around 4-5 in the afternoon, where I made myself some dinner, we were chatting, we went for a swim, we had the most beautiful sunset. And you know how amazing it is when you're in the tent and you're basically camping on the beach. You don't have a service, you don't have any sound that it's not natural. Okay, people, yes, but it's just amazing. Birds, water, a lot of seals. It's just speechless. And as I said, I had a pretty amazing second night.
Day two. freezing night. I'm not kidding. I was so tired. I was trying to read a book in the evening. And of course I fell asleep in 10 minutes. And then I woke up after 1 hour and it was cold and chilly. And how I was sweating all day was really, really hot. And then one point just woke up slightly feeling my shoulders because, yeah, I'm a little tiny Asia. And then the big, big backpack with food, tent, guns. But today is a new day. And I start walking and I miss the low tide to the Bark Bay. But anyway, if I went around, it was just 15 minutes more. So today we're going from Bark Bay to Aotearoa Hut, then waiting for low tide in the afternoon, and then all the way to Totrinui for the last sleep. And then tomorrow, last part, 5-6 hours walk, and voila, 62 Ks. And very tired, Nisha. Now, you know when you see the water coming and you want to start walking and on the low tide, but at the one part water is already too high, so you have to go around, and you go around and you go over the bridges and passing the beautiful waterfalls, and then at one point you just see a big hill. And I knew that there are some hills, like Abel Jasmine Coastal Track is relatively flat. I mean, you have ups and downs, but not like 300-400 meters high. It's just like 80-100 meters or 120. But this one, the first, you go from Bark Bay to Mosquito Bay, kind of, it's 200 meters high. And yeah, that sounds nothing. But when it's 20 degrees, 9 in the morning, shining, sun shining like crazy, and you have too heavy backpack, you're like, no, good morning, Nisha. But now, I'm all warmed up.
Yeah, it's not the best recording, but it is how it was. I was slightly tired complaining, but at the same time, I'm such a stubborn person that even though that I'm so tired, I'm gonna be like, no, I have my goals, I know what I want, I know where I'm gonna do, I know where I'm gonna sleep, and I'm just gonna go. And to admit, after I finish this big hill and I start seeing the other bays and walking on the side of the beach, and I saw the Tonga Island, and then I saw more seals and a little sailing boats and wow, sandy beaches. I was just speechless. Quite after I passed to one of the biggest bay where you can also sleep, and then on top of the hill of Aotearoa Lodge, I stopped for a few minutes and I just looked. Because you know, when you see on commercials and the postcards, the beautiful sandy beaches, and when the ocean is coming in and the sun is shining in a perfect spot. Well, go to my Instagram highlights, Abel Tasman. You can find it on Behind Places and Faces profile and check it out, some pictures, because it was mind-blowing. And when I came down to our lodge, I was still with some of the people that I met on the track, and we were having the same sleeping spots. We were waiting there for an hour and a half. We went for a swim, and after that the low tide came and we crossed it. Just to explain, what does it mean, the low tide and high tide? Some parts, some bays, most of it you can go around and there is high tide track. But Aotearoa Bay, inland, it doesn't have a track that you can go around. So you have to catch a low tide that is 2 times per day. And you can cross the place 2 hours before the low tide and 1 hour and a half after the low tide. But to be honest, we were looking at people who went 1 hour before the low tide, and they were like till the hips in the water. So I was like, no, I'm gonna wait. I can go to the knees, but I'm not gonna wet my backpack. So I waited a little bit more, and voila, I crossed it. And then I was so ready to be done that I had such a high tempo. I was like, I was quiet, I was meditating, I was listening to birds, and I was trying to spot some kiwis. And I already saw the Totronui Bay where I was sleeping, but there was another hill that I have to go over it. So I went up, I saw the most beautiful view all around, and then I went down, and this was the part where I ran for a swim, and then I had a shower again, and then I cooked dinner and I met this amazing friend Lucy. Yeah, I'm gonna put some random conversation that we had. I did barricade myself for the night, so I was sleeping slightly better, and in the morning we woke up at 5 and we made ourselves a coffee on the beach, and we watched the most amazing sunrise ever. I'm not kidding. The light, the moment, the peacefulness, and the millions of sandflies.
That's something easy to me.
The mosquitoes in this country are like on steroids.
They're tigers.
They're so bad.
Yeah. And then sandflies?
Yeah, we don't have those in the UK. Like, well, you have sandflies, but they're not bad, you know. You don't need to put insect repellent on.
Yeah.
You can just deal with them.
No, here is awful.
Yeah. And it's a shame because it sort of ruins it a little bit.
Two guys when I came from the beach, and they started talking to me, and one was so I was like sweating like a pig. I was like, yeah, I was staying here. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So what are you doing in Christchurch?
I'm a vet.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I only moved over like a couple of months ago.
From where?
From England.
Oh, cool.
So I'm pretty new here.
I always admire people that are vets because all my animals died and I was crying all the time.
I still cry all the time when animals
die. Really? Are you specializing in...
I do horses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're quite busy at the moment, so it's nice to have a break, although this isn't really a
break.
Relaxing break. Like, I'm not going to go back to work on Tuesday feeling refreshed. I'm going to feel knackered. But I've only, like, got a year's internship, so I kind of want to make the most of being over here while I'm over there.
Oh, then you're going back?
Yeah, or I'd like to go to Australia, but I'm just going to see how it goes.
Australia for horses is, like, paradise.
Yeah, lots of racehorses everywhere.
If anyone is wondering, yes, dinner was great. I think it was some instant noodles, as usual. And I know it's annoying to listen when someone is eating and stuff, but yeah, that was my recording. And yeah, after sunrise, I packed my things and I left Lucy because she was picked by water taxi. And I continue all the way down to Wainui Car Park.
Day 3. It's bloody hill. The first thing in the morning. And there's gonna be a few hills more. Last day. And the most bumpy day. Woke up. And have a beautiful sunrise, perfect clear sky, coffee on the beach. breakfast, and then here we go. I don't know if I have lighter backpack because of less food, or I just become used to it. So yeah, here we go. Let's smash this last 13Ks.
Oh, let's be honest, I was breathing like a horse. Now I'm more elephant. And yeah, I went up and down, up and down. And to be honest, this part is the most, I would say, hilly. But at the same time, the beaches are magnificent. The wind and the waves became so much stronger. And yeah, I reached the last hut, and then I had the last climb. And when I came down through the Mari's gates to the car park, I was half an hour earlier than I supposed to be there to be picked up. But I was like, oh, I'm gonna walk a little bit further because Alexandra and Andrew, my really good friends, came to pick me up. And you guess what? I said I'm gonna come a little bit further to the waterfall, Wainui waterfall, where they were hiking. But when I walked through the gates, I saw the car coming towards me, and I was just like, oh my god, this is so cool. So yeah, we went to the Kiwi distillery to taste some gin, then went for a dinner, and then I came home, had a shower, unpacked my things, washed my things, repacked my car, and the next day I went down to Geraldine for Christmas. Crazy? No.
Places and faces. Fun facts. My phone lasted 3 days with one battery. I still have 40%. Okay, I didn't use any internet, and I tried to put it on a flight mode one day, please. And the others, I was taking photos and videos all the time. Sunglasses. Sometimes they are waste of putting it on because you're sweating like a pig and they're slipping down all the time. I sweated first time for my fucking elbows. My mom bought me a really good sports socks and hiking boots over 10 years ago. I still have them and I have no blisters, nothing. I don't have any pain and I'm still good. 3 days of carrying me, probably 30 kilos of backpack.
Well, I don't know if it was clear to hear or not, but main thing was if I felt fit, I didn't have any blisters, any muscles pain. The only thing was overall tiredness and also exposure of the sun. And also then things like Vika ate my snacks because they can unzip the bags, and I was really grateful that my mom gave me hiking boots and socks 10 years ago that I still use, and I have no problems with hiking for hours and hours. And when you go for hikes like this, you are never alone. You are with yourself and it's good, but at the same time you are surrounded with people. And for me, going for a hike, going for traveling around for days and days, I love it. But it's about what you learn, how you observe, how you stop, and how you can turn off the devices. Yes, I did recording. I did took photos and videos, but I didn't have a service. I swam in almost every bay. Also, if you would say to me in Slovenia or in Croatia, go for a swim every day, I wouldn't go because it's much more salty water and the stickiness with this sweatiness, I always hated it. But here, I didn't mind. I didn't mind that it was so bloody hot that I was sweating constantly, that I was putting sunscreen on me every half an hour. So yeah, what I got from the Abel Tasman, I would do it again and again and again. So this is for this episode, a little bit of Abel Tasman adventure. But for next episode, Heafy Trek. So stay tuned and don't forget, please rate, comment, share, subscribe. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and so on and so on. So see you later, alligators. Behind places and faces.